This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On Seltzer, the Phil's won last night. We got satisfaction. You got to
just playing a good song.
I gotcha. And I'll give you something that didn't satisfy me. We gotta get down with another new name for the Wells Fargo Center. I mean, my
well,
God,
the Wells, yeah. About
how's that for a transition?
Yeah, well done.
So all love to Xfinity Mobile. They're a great sponsor of us here. We love them. Xfinity Mobile Lounge, shout out. Here at WIP. But if you missed the news yesterday, we now are making the transition. And by the way, interesting, the Sixers and Flyers, John, announced this jointly.
That was interesting. I agree.
Oh, they're
yeah.
a team now.
They're a team. They're a tandem. They're together on
reunited,
stadium stuff.
And
yeah.
It feels so good.
Exactly. So here's where we've gone through the now 30, close to 30 years in that building.
Since the Spectrum.
Yeah. Yeah. So when it was being built, it was referred to as Spectrum 2. It was never officially Spectrum 2 with signage, but that was the casual name until they had naming rights. So Spectrum 2. Then the Coors State Center. Then it was, and this is my favorite.
The FU?
Because the Sixers got to the 0-1 finals. Yeah. The first Union Center. FU, right?
That's really good.
Then
it's okay. It was good.
Then, really good. Can you name the next one?
Begins
with a W.
The Wachovia.
The Wachovia Center.
The WAC.
That would have probably been like the maybe like the Peter Forsberg years or something.
Sure. I remember them well.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Then the Wells Fargo. Mm-hmm. And now we're up to what, and we're losing the word center. It's now going to be
right?
The Xfinity Mobile Arena.
The XM Arena?
Maybe.
Oh.
And I think this will go to the end of that, you know, until
but
the new
I
arena.
I don't think you can do that because that's a different company then.
Oh, all right. Well,
yeah.
Then we'll go back to Xfinity Mobile then.
Well, we'll see. But anyway, the Xfinity Mobile Arena is the...
I like Arena better than Center or whatever, don't you?
I don't know. I just want some kind of
it feels sort of nondescript, like Xfinity Mobile Arena.
Well, that's
it
what
feels
the name of the company is, and they're promoting their mobile aspect. So.
I guess, but doesn't it feel like every arena could be named that? Like,
finally makes sense with like Comcast, because Comcast, like Xfinity is
true.
Part of Comcast.
Yeah. True. Bringing
Wells
it all.
That's a good point.
Full
I like
circle.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Do they still have that big? Do they still have that big thing in there? This is Comcast country.
Sure do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, anyway, that's the new
How's
name.
That make you feel?
Well, you know,
we're in Comcast country.
All this out.
When they were winning, it made me proud, and when they were losing, it made me annoyed. To be candid, so, you know, take it for what it's worth.
Pretty
all right, 215-592-9494. We're going to get to some audio up ahead. Really, an interesting sports media and kind of human interest thing. Or not human interest thing. We'll get to that in a second.
Human disinterest?
I have no idea where this is going. I can't wait.
It's a sticky subject matter.
Ew.
I mean, okay. Not... It's just...
Ew.
It's a conundrum for humanity.
Ooh.
All right?
Wow, you're
and
really...
it's sticky.
And it's touching the NBA.
Sticky? I can't wait to
sports media. We'll get to that in a moment. Joe in Chalfont. Joe, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, buddy.
Great, Joe.
good. Hey, listen, I just boarded a flight, so I apologize for any background noise. But I just wanted to touch base on the Phillies here. I was a little worried. We're heading down to Tampa, actually, to the Little League World Series down there, 7:05, so I'm pretty excited.
Good. Oh, wow, nice.
Yeah, so pretty cool. But just a little bit worried about run production and, you know, glass half full, of course. You know, last night, Trey, you know, a ball streamed down the right field line and he can't get to third base. Janikowski gets there, same thing. So I kind of worry about, you know, just run production, playing small ball, you know, with the pitching and with the bullpen.
Well, Trey was running last night, and it looks awesome when Trey runs. Trey, watching him, did he slide into home last
plate.
Night?
Yeah,
looking
had,
so graceful one of those while Trey, doing it.
Yeah, yep.
He really does. It's pleasing to watch when he gets rolling, when
it
he
is.
Gets moving. And, you know, all he has to do is get on base. Same with Rojas, too. Like, I'm excited for this team to run. And I don't know that it needs to be like a ton right now. I do appreciate it. When it gets, when we get postseason, this team could get on
well,
and get fast.
And that was a not, I'll say this, that was an underrated aspect of how they won in 08. We think of the slugging and we think of the excellent pitching, particularly in the postseason. But Jimmy and Shane primarily, with Worth and Chase as supporting cast members, as guys that would steal bases, they grabbed some stolen bases. That was a part
and
of
just
the,
good base running. I mean,
and Bruntlett, smart base
Bruntlett
running.
Was a great base runner. Guys like that.
Look at you with the Bruntlett.
Yeah,
Bruntlett.
Scored the winning run.
Scored the winning
yeah.
run.
Wow.
That's right.
But they, but you know, it's the lineup can be so platonic at times. You know what I mean? So they got to play small ball, especially if they're not fit. You know, for extra innings.
You say the lineup can be platonic.
I was thinking the same thing.
As opposed to.
What does that mean?
As opposed to let's get it on?
So they like don't.
Like, you know,
what does that mean? They're not.
I'm feeling Randy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Mets series was just absolutely horrendous to watch. I mean, you know, the Mets got better and, you know, we
yeah.
looked the same.
Joe, do you ever feel Randy? It's an underused term.
It's such an underused term.
You know, like it's kind of like corny, but it's like, do you feel
wow,
do you feel Randy sometimes?
It's, yeah, it's a synonym.
Don't you think it's, isn't that like a British term, though?
I don't know.
I think the first time I heard Randy was
reminds
when
me of Austin
it was
Powers.
Austin Powers. Yeah.
Hey, Joe, give me an answer, pal, for a great scene with an animal.
Yeah, I got two really good ones, man. You know,
give me the best.
Out there. All right, I'm gonna go with Revenant. I'm gonna go with the bear scene. I mean,
that's a good answer.
Bear scene.
The bear fight in the Revenant. Have you ever seen that?
That's
huge.
That's an insane scene.
Yeah,
huge.
And that won Best Picture, and that was all.
No. He won Best Director. The movie didn't win Best Picture. Leo won Best Actor
sure?
for it. Yeah. I'm
okay.
Sure.
All right.
Remember the what's the movie that had a bear scene where a guy fights a bear?
Oh, Tristan.
There you go.
Loved him. Loved him.
I know.
I mean, the
Me
hair.
Too.
He was getting with the
like
Juliet Ormonds.
Yeah.
Oh, loved.
Like there was a connection.
Juliet Ormonds.
Between me and that whole family. I think we both thought we that's why
she
loved
made
that movie.
She made that movie, she made First Night.
And it's the
Sabrina.
Same role. She's
Sabrina
cheating on
yeah,
everybody.
And they just disappeared.
She cheats on everybody and she's hopelessly in love with many people.
Brothers were fighting brothers over
that's
Julia.
Her role.
Yeah, I know. And if
and
I
she
were,
does a great job with it.
Yeah. I'm hearing you, man.
But
Anthony,
I hate
it's
her
got Tony
and
Hopkins.
I love her.
Yes, right. All right. This fascinating human or non-human story. We're going to get to it in 1 minute. James, you're very intrigued by this, aren't you?
I have no idea where this is going.
Right.
None.
1 minute, we're going to get to it. Hey, Mother's Day, almost upon us. That's human. Mothers. We love mothers.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome. Well, there's a reason.
They are human.
They are. So.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Whether you're shopping for your mom, your wife, your daughter.
Not all mothers are human.
It's a good point, actually.
That is true.
Yeah. Good point.
You could shop for a mother bear who's not a human.
Are dinosaurs animals?
That's right. All right, good point. All right, whether you're shopping for your mom, your wife, your daughter, whomever it may be, make sure you get to Family & Company Jewelers, the place to go. Obviously, as we close in a couple days on Mother's Day. You know, no one comes close to their selection. It's an incredible store. Their prices, obviously, they know what you want. You want something great at a great price, meaning a low price. And, of course, their phenomenal customer service. From Junior and the entire team, they cover it all. And it's a showroom you got to see to believe. It's really an extravaganza of jewelry. Wonderful people, experts at what they do, and just an incredible display. Get there to Family & Company Jewelers and, of course, get something for Mother's Day. Make sure you show her the love by getting her a gift that she will love. A gift, guys, take care of your moms. Come on. A gift from Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. And if she's not your mom, she's your wife. Take care of her as well. All right. Interesting human interest story or non-human interest story. So it was announced yesterday. Of course, we know the NBA is going back to NBC with the upcoming basketball season in a few months. And the folks at NBC wisely are trying to, as best they can, recreate, you know, the what they had going in the 90s and the 2000s, because it was a great presentation. They have re-gotten the rights to the John Tesh song, so that's going to be back. Yeah. Coming back.
I love that.
Thank God. The best thing to happen in sports in a long time.
That's great. So, this is good stuff. Now, James, I'm going to ask you to simmer that down, because believe it or not, we're about to play it again. James doesn't know what we're about to play.
I didn't know.
So, it was announced yesterday, and this is going to be controversial. Maybe not this one per se, but where this topic goes over the next 5 years, let alone 1,000 years. AI, big part of the world now. The guy that was the voice of the NBA on NBC has died. He died 6 years ago. NBC is going to recreate the voice of Jim Fagan using AI.
No.
Wow, you didn't undersell this, Joe. You're right.
This is really, on this, is it a problem? No, but what it could lead to could be a hell of a problem.
That's
look,
yeah.
I could be replaced on WIP by some other jackass, it sounds
you
like.
You could
me.
Be replaced by you.
I know.
AI you.
Yeah, AI me could replace me.
And saying what they want you to say.
So let's let's just remember what this guy's voice sounded like, because I think, you know, those of you old enough, you'll remember it. This was the guy for a long time. Let's listen to what this dude sounded like.
This is the NBA on NBC. The 1998 NBA Finals. Tonight, it's Game 6. The Chicago Bulls versus the Utah Jazz.
You guys totally remember that guy, right?
Of course, absolutely.
Like, he was the dude.
Yes.
But he's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's going to be back.
No.
No.
All right.
I'm a no.
Talk to me.
There's probably thousands of other men who can voice
Devin,
not exactly
I had the exact same thought.
Yeah, or like, women.
Like Hunter Conklin?
Yes. No, but my point is like we could do a Jim Fagan sound-alike contest.
Conklin.
And find exactly. Yeah. There is someone who can recreate that voice to like a 98% whatever, like 95%. Like, do that. Like, let's not cross this line.
John, you went to Stanford. It is the most acclaimed school of everyone here that went to a college. What does Stanford say about this issue? I mean, what do you, because it is fascinating, and we know this is only the tip of the iceberg. We know that. What do you make of it?
What do I make of
AI?
Recreating someone with AI.
I hate the possibility that this could cost human jobs.
It already is. In this specific case, it's already costing a job. Obviously, many places, but this, what we're talking about, costs a job.
I don't know how far this goes. I can't imagine.
There's people that think it goes to nuclear wars, where people think it goes.
So I guess the next step is, how do we prevent that sort of escalation?
I don't know. You can.
How do we prevent the T2 escalation? You know, like that was, how do we keep that?
Here's the thing where it also gets tricky. When the bad guy taps into this for the most evil purposes, you know, like the Putin guy that's even worse than Putin. You know, I'm serious. Like, I have no idea where it goes in the next 100 years. This is all pretty new stuff. But I'll tell you this: this is an example where this is nothing compared to where it's going to head.
Well, it was part of the reason that the writers went on strike.
It was
because to protect, you know, their property, their creativity against
the intellectual
AI.
Property.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And by the way, our union here at WIP has a negotiation coming up with our company in the coming months, and it is a topic that is on the table.
100%.
Because none of us want to lose our job, because they can come out. There's no Seltzer voice that even the AI
got. Yeah, not even AI could recreate this. So I'm in good shape. Lucky me.
But, I mean, it's a real
issue
in society.
Finally coming in handy here.
Yeah. All right, 215.
It's a terrible idea.
Yeah, it's...
He had a great voice, but you get the next generation.
Yeah.
You know?
The crazy thing is I'm kind of excited, because I do like the presentation.
No, I love the music.
But,
music is great.
It's complicated, man. All right. 215-592.
I don't think we can do it. I don't think
because
we can
dead.
Go.
Well, it's been announced. It's happening. So it's happening.
Joe, if they brought him back, you know, if they had retired him, I'd be all for it.
Of course.
But he's dead.
He's dead. The man died.
I mean,
I know.
I wonder, does his family
they agreed to it?
Get
I guarantee. They got money. Or, of course.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how it works.
You don't think his family got paid for
this?
Yeah,
they had to get the rights. We don't know the laws around AI and copyright.
My point is, if the family agreed to it, you don't think they agreed because they got paid?
I agree with that. But to Devin's point, this reminds me of the early internet.
It's Wild West. I agree. I'm just saying, in this case, if they agreed to it, they probably got paid.
Yeah, no, when Joe brought the story up, I looked it up, and they agreed.
All right, let me get, I'm curious, you can react, 215-592-9494. What do you make all that? I mean, the whole thing. All right, Twitter poll questions of the day, we got two. Both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive, ArminChevy.com. First poll question, do you think an NBA team is going to sign Ben Simmons to a new deal? He's now a free agent. Does he ever play again? Do you think he gets a new contract, yes or no? Second poll question, are you viewing this Philly season as A, glass half full, or B, glass half empty? I think it's pretty clear in the first 6 weeks most people have viewed it as glass half empty. I have viewed it more as glass half full. Now, I've been very frustrated at times, don't get me wrong. But, you know, they have, you know, rounded out some of the rough edges here and smoothed them out, I guess you'd say. And they're playing good baseball. So, you know, I'm pretty encouraged. But obviously a lot of people have been in a really bad Phillies mood for, you know, almost the whole season. Let's go to Ken and Cinnaminson. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing well, Ken.
You know, Joe, it's interesting. Is the book you're reading God Save Benedict Arnold?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So I read that last year. We actually talked about it a little bit.
Dude's a hero.
Well, Benedict Arnold, I said this for 20 years, Benedict Arnold would be on American money. His face would be on American
money. If he did not become a traitor?
If he had committed treason, right. But the funny thing is, you know, when you think about what he did, and then you think about there's statues all over the United States to, you know, Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson. These people are heroes. They did the exact same thing Benedict Arnold did.
Well, you know what's interesting? There's a spot I forget where it is, but they did say there's a couple things of Benedict Arnold that are still displayed in a positive way, like a Arnold Lake or something like that.
Where, in London?
No, here.
I'm joking, obviously, yes.
I got you, James.
My fault. I was slow on the, and I was bad by me.
He funded the entire Montreal expedition out of his own pocket. That you know, that just doesn't happen.
I'm just telling you, I'm kind of pro Benedict Arnold. No, I haven't.
Arnold was rich like that.
Well, he had a successful business. By the way, his business is going to shambles during the war because he's fighting. So there's a lot going. I haven't gotten through the book. I'm just saying, so far, count me as pro Benedict Arnold. That's all I'm saying.
It's a good read. Let's talk about sports.
Yes, sir.
Listen, first of all, James said something a few minutes ago that, good pitching does not beat good hitting in the postseason. And I know somewhere Chuck from Cherry Hill has a smile from ear to ear on his face because he's been saying that for a long time, and he's right. So, there's nobody that turned that game off when it was 8-4 last night because they just knew that the game was over. So you're talking about additions to the bullpen, like, if you got Ranger in the bullpen and Painter in the bullpen, Mick Abel in the bullpen. I mean, none of us know what Mick Abel is. We know Mick Abel probably would have been a good trade piece 2 years ago when Dave Dombrowski was still worried about keeping his powder dry. Now you couldn't get a bag of bats for him.
Ken, I'm counting
well,
you.
Now you might be able to, Ken. He's been really good. Like, he's turned it around a bit.
Ken, I'm counting you as glass half empty.
Oh, yeah. And I would just say this, though.
Bone dry. Right. Wow.
There's no
empty
water in that glass. That's correct, yeah.
Ken, they're pretty damn good, man. I mean, they're an excellent baseball team.
They're okay.
Nah, they're better than that.
I can't say excellent. They're very good. I can't say excellent.
Guys, keep going around with Ranger. Give me these five guys. Every five games, I get one of these guys. They're going to win a lot of games, guys. A lot. Wheeler, Nola, Lizardo, Sanchez, Ranger. They're going to win a lot of baseball games.
As long as the bullpen doesn't blow it.
As long as the bullpen doesn't blow it, which they will at times. Yeah.
Let me throw this out there as a question. Has Taiwan Walker pitched himself back into tradability?
I don't think so because of how big the contract is, but I'll say you might, I mean, sure you can trade him, but I'll say maybe you don't have to eat quite as much money in the deal, but it's still, you're still eating money. You're still either eating money or giving away a good prospect to dump his salary. You're not getting something for him.
But if he pitches like this, he looks really good as somebody else's fifth or sixth starter.
Well, here's what complicates it, Ken. He's not going to have a chance to start now. So now he's going to be back in the bullpen, and it's going to be hard for him to show the world that he's worth someone acquiring. But listen, we'll see where it goes. Give me a great answer for a scene with an animal.
Well, since we know that Devin has said that only mammals qualify as animals, I'm going to go with Moby Dick.
Do we have a scene?
Which scene?
Well, when he takes Captain Ahab off the boat.
There you got it, man. All right, Ken.
I didn't say mammals.
you kind of implied it with your explanation.
Yeah, you did.
I just did it. Whatever. I'm not digging this hole any deeper. I'm not doing it.
That's smart. That's good.
Thank you.
That is actually a fairly smart retreat. A little wimpy, but,
No, okay. I support you. Good thinking.
Let's go to Bob right now in Barrington. What's happening, Bob? Bobby. Bob not there. Let's go to Dave in Wilmington. Dave's hanging out with the kids.
Bob.
Yeah.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy.
It sounds like you're at the carnival.
Yeah, like the park or something. What's going on?
I have a bus full of kids right this second.
Ah, awesome. Are they good today?
So, Joe. Nah, not really.
They're kids. You're doing a good thing.
Tell me you're not driving a school bus right now. Please tell me that.
Yes, he's our official school bus driver of the WIB Morning Show.
Right now you're driving a school bus.
Yes. Can't tell? Well, I think he's sitting still is the point.
Sitting outside of school.
Oh, okay.
I'll interpret for you.
Okay.
Dave's never actually driving when he calls us.
Can't hear. All right, go ahead, Dave.
So, Joe, were you rooting for Anakin Skywalker in Revenge of the Sith, knowing he became Darth Vader when he killed all the younglings?
It's an interesting question.
That's the same thing as rooting for Benedict Arnold. You know what?
Oh, good point.
Dave, what about, all right, what about this possibility? Without Benedict Arnold, America might not exist.
But that's like, would Jesus be on the cross if it wasn't for Judas? That doesn't make Judas a good person.
Does not make Judas a good person.
He's got locked and loaded for you today.
He's picking up some pointers
from those kids.
You really are, Dave. What do you got on Joel Embiid, man? What are you thinking here, the big guy?
I will literally drive him across the country to L.A. just to get rid of him. We don't need any more of him. He's always injured. Why do we want him here? We're not going to be better by having him here.
You know, it'd be interesting if LeBron's desperate enough that he would make, you know, he would make that trade. Because LeBron's got like one more. There's one more shot. One more shot.
Wouldn't that be something?
And it, listen,
we say this in a decade. LeBron's still playing some.
Hey, Dave, give me a great answer for a scene with an animal.
Oh, I'm going back to a couple weeks ago. I say King Kong on the top of the Empire State.
Oh yeah, sure, absolutely right.
Good answer.
Yeah, that is a good answer. All right, speaking of answers, we got an answer from Jack Fritz yesterday. Ooh. That will advance the me versus Fritz thing that Richie's been looking for answers to himself. We'll get to that in 1 minute.
If you've spent time building the right roster and earned the fans, then you need the best technology to back it up. Get rid of those flimsy tablets and slow computers and step up to the game changer in point-of-sale solutions for restaurants and bars, PDQ POS. Imagine a seamless and lightning fast checkout experience for your customers that saves you money by cutting out those costly fees. Their state-of-the-art technology ensures that transactions are swift, secure, and hassle-free. But that's not all. PDQ Signature Systems is not just a POS system. It's a complete business management solution. Keep track of your inventory, easily manage your staff, and use real-time analytics to optimize your sales. Their user friendly interface makes it simple for anyone to navigate. Join the thousands of companies that have already made the switch and upgrade to PDQ Signature Systems. Whether you have one restaurant or hundreds, PDQ will customize a POS solution for your specific needs. Upgrade to the professional point of sale. Visit PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
All right, so full disclosure, I have felt bad that I, and it is me, have delayed this me versus Fritz thing, athletic competition, because I just wanted to get my body, you know, right, somewhat right.
You actually think you can get your body right?
Yeah, righter.
Okay.
Righter. Not there yet, but making progress, and I'm happy with that. I feel pretty good. I really do. So I had thrown out to Fritz, I threw it on the air, the idea.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Idea of the baseball thing, because baseball is the hardest thing. Like, how do you do baseball? Basketball one-on-one, tennis one-on-one, right? Simple. But like, how do you do baseball? And I had presented both on the air and then in a brief conversation with Fritz in the hallway, I said, you know, how about the idea that you're the pitcher, I'm the hitter, you bring all the defenders you want, meaning 8, pick the specific people. You can bring Jimmy Rollins for all I care. He can play shortstop. And I got to get on base a certain amount of times. And I think that's a pretty fair representation of baseball. He's the pitcher, I'm the hitter, I got to get on base. I threw out the idea 3 out of 10 times. I mean, he's the star college baseball pitcher, apparently. So let's listen to this exchange that happened yesterday on the afternoon show.
By the way, he wants us to address, he thinks that we need to decide between...
Wait, who?
This is the camera.
Person who,
this is the camera.
Okay.
So he wants us to decide if... How many reaching... To reach base a certain amount of times would be successful. So, like, he thinks three, if he reaches base 3 out of 10 times, like if we do 10 at bats, then that should be count. That should count as a win for him.
I agree.
Now, hold on. That's not a hit. That's just a, that could be a walk.
I agree.
I think it should be 4.
No.
3? That counts as the camera success?
Dude, you were.
I could walk people. That doesn't mean he's going to win anything.
You were a college pitcher.
Yeah, but.
He is a
radio.
Yeah, host. Like barely.
Barely a radio host?
Well, yeah. I mean, a presidential candidate maybe at some point. Dude, four means he's excellent.
And we're including walks?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not 3 OBP, base hits.
The highest OBP on the Phillies isn't even 4 out of 10. I'm just saying.
That's the major leagues.
Yeah, but I'm saying like that's. I'm just saying success level.
I know what you're saying.
And Jack should be.
So you think the baseline should be 3 out of 10? That's a win for the camera.
I think
getting
so.
Getting on first
this
base
is a no. Because you should crush him.
This is nonsensical.
This is a
Spike
no.
Spike is a wise man.
This is a non-starter.
Wise man.
If you no, this is a non-starter.
Yeah, there's
anything
simple.
That you can sit there and stand and wait.
It's,
and he's gonna
it's
walk
his,
you.
It's
and
no,
that
no,
counts.
Hold on.
Shot the first strike.
I can end this very quickly. Their whole reason for it being 3 of 10 and not 4 of 10. By the way, they're wrong. Kyle Schwarber has a 4 of 10 on base percentage, but no big deal.
Yeah, it went up yesterday.
No big deal. The reason they're wrong is because this whole competition is based on the fact that you said you're a better athlete than Jack Fritz.
I am.
There we go. So it shouldn't matter what skills you have in any competitions. These competitions should be considered even from the jump because it is supposed to.
What does that mean?
It's
even
supposed
from
to
the
be.
Jump.
The point is, you said you're a better athlete than the guy. Why should you get some advantage because he was a college pitcher?
What's the advantage?
Baseball is baseball. The fact that 3 out of 10 is a 300 on base percentage, that's not good. Like, what if a player in the majors had a 300 on base percentage? You'd be like,
so
well,
you think
he's
it should
bad.
Be 350?
I think it should be between 350 and 400. Like,
sure.
Something
well,
like that.
Really
I think
high.
I think it's absurd that Joe can stand there and wait this out.
Well,
and
Jack's
on four
if you
balls,
walk 3 times,
John,
that doesn't
John,
mean
that's
win. That's embarrassing.
But that's win? His fault.
But you just stood there and did nothing.
Yeah,
how does that
I can't
prove
do nothing. I have a good eye. I'm like, Lenny Duchess
does
a good eye.
How does that prove you're athletic? If you stand there with the bat on your shoulder.
Zero.
Because if he throws a strike, I got to swing and hit the ball. And by the way, get it past defenders.
I think this whole concept is broken.
Well, these guys
saw. If you can stand there and win.
John, it's his job to throw strikes.
And do nothing,
well, somehow,
yet still
look,
win.
Look, we have to play baseball. Somehow there's baseball. I mean, we have to come up with something. I think it's a pretty good solution. These guys continue. Listen to what they said.
And Strom, the 3-2
That's certainly not it.
But I can see myself walking in three. I don't think it proves anything.
You're walking three times?
I can see that. It's like, I don't know where the ball's going as much as I used to know where the ball's going.
Oh, hell no.
No.
This
now,
is not good.
Yeah, right, here's the
well,
other thing.
We'll do three. I'm That's fine so with
and
it.
And he's not getting any credit for infield hits or anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are we playing? Oh, infielders out there?
Well, yeah, he wants us to recruit like 8 fielders.
I think that's... We should get some of our wiffle ball guys from Dolan's.
Oh, they'd love it.
They should field...
I was going to say, I would do it.
Well, it's fine.
I'll stand in the outfield.
Yeah, I'm not...
Well, I think... But also,
I'm betting on you. I'm not going to get much work out there, so yeah, I'll just be standing out there.
No, I know. A ball won't reach the outfield in the air.
Yeah, exactly.
There's 0% chance.
Yes, the ball's not getting out of the infield.
I think 3 is fair.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. Right. As long as you have a baseline for it.
You didn't keep going far enough, because this wasn't the end of the conversation. Right. I heard the conversation
Well, let me
live.
Just say this. He just agreed to it.
No, they went further.
He said, okay, fine.
And then it went on, and what happened was they came to the conclusion that more fair thing, which I agree, would be a 3 is a push. If you get 4 times on base, you win. If it's 2 on base, then Jack went. 2 or less, Jack wins. If it's 3, you push baseball. And I think that's a much fairer thing than just 3 on base, you win.
I think it's absurd that you can win by not doing anything.
Okay, so listen. First off, I did not hear that, James. Full disclosure. Second, John, your thing is ridiculous because somehow you got to have baseball.
Got to have baseball one way or another.
The guy has to be able to throw strikes, and I'm not penalized if he can't throw a strike.
But it's lopsided.
No, it's not lopsided. Pitchers,
it is lopsided.
Pitchers get hitters out more.
He has to actually do something. He has
John,
all the pressure.
John, I have to do something.
Him.
If he throws a strike, I have to hit the ball.
All the pressure is on Jack.
I'm done with that because that's nonsense.
We have to do baseball, and this is the only way to do baseball.
There's got to be a better way.
Your stuff is nonsense.
There's not. I don't think there's a better way to do baseball.
Last night when we watched baseball, there was a pitcher and a hitter. That's baseball.
I think my suggestion that they got to. I think that is far more fair.
So here's the conundrum, James. And that is interesting. Now, Jack did, in the audio we just played, agree to it.
Then they went on, though. The audio didn't end there. Like, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Like, we're not... You've said things on the air that you have not stuck to many times in this competition. We were supposed to start this, like, in May. That's not happening.
Like when I said Bryson Stott stinks, and then I was wrong because he doesn't stink?
Sure, that's an example, yeah. How about it?
Then
like
again,
you on Jalen Hurts, when you're going to someday be like, I was so wrong.
But I will say,
where did it go
Stott did stink
after.
When he stunk.
Yeah.
Where
so
did
what
this
do you
conversation
think of that
go?
Conversation? What do you think of the 3 as a push?
So 4 times I get on, I win. 3 times it's a push. 2 times he wins. It's intriguing.
It's intriguing.
The only problem is if we finish this thing 2-2 and there's no resolution. Like if it's 2-2-1.
So well, then we would need a tiebreaker.
Right. How many pitches is he throwing? Is it 10?
Well, new at bat.
It's a bat.
Each is a new at bat.
Okay, so you have to get on base 3 times.
3 or 4, or 2 is being discussed as a loss. Look, I'll say this. So, James, you want me to agree. So if I get on 4 times, I win. If it's 3, it's nothing. If it's 2, he wins.
Yeah.
I like that. I think that's simple.
I think it's more fair.
All right, let me think about it. I will think about
I'll take that. God. I'll take that.
I will think about it. Let's go to the phones. Let's get to Dan in Philadelphia. Daniel.
Joe, you seriously do not cease to amaze me. John, you're 100% right. Athleticism is not standing there.
Yeah, what are we evaluating?
Dan, it's the sport of baseball. We're doing all sorts of stuff. We're doing running in the running. We're doing tennis in the tennis.
Right, so baseball,
we're doing basketball. Listen.
How about a home run competition?
You think Barry Bonds wasn't athletic? You know what he did?
Jack's a pitcher, Dan. Jack is a pitcher. The point is, Jack is a pitcher.
Wouldn't that make it more even then?
Because Jack was a pitcher.
Well, but the point is, this whole thing is about, like, we're getting off the mark.
Yeah, you're being a butthead.
Yeah, it's Joe. Jack throwing pitches to Joe will be a part of this competition in one form or another. We're just figuring it out.
Get over that part.
Yeah, get past that.
I don't know. I'm with John. Everything you want to do is your feet have to be planted, and you just stand there.
Do you think Barry Bonds was not, Dan? Do you think Barry Bonds? Dan,
come on,
Dan. Do you think Barry Bonds is not an athlete?
Stop. Stop with the Barry Bonds stuff. He was playing field. He's stealing bases. He's doing a lot of stuff, all right? He's just not
Barry Bonds was hitting home runs. You can actually win by not moving.
Correct.
Listen, if I hit the ball, I got to run to first base. This is that's the way baseball plays. You hit, you look, you swing, you walk.
If he throws 4 balls,
that's his fault.
Do you run to first base?
John, if I lose in basketball because I miss shots, that's my fault.
But it doesn't prove
all right,
you're more athletic.
I'm so done with this. Give me a different point, Dan. This is ridiculous. No, I'm actually legitimately annoyed. If I can't win baseball because he can't throw a strike and that counts against me, then consider the competition null and void.
Well,
done.
What's the basketball competition? Free throws?
Basketball is 1-on-1 to 11.
Oh, okay, good. I want to be there for that. Let's get this sound better. The Phillies, the glass is definitely half full. We have the players. We have the talent, right? Like, we are a good team. Most likely we will be in the playoffs. What the problem is, can these guys put it together? I'd rather have that as a problem than having the guys that just can't put it together. These guys have to live up to what they are actually supposed to be. So I hope and I think they can do that. But the glass is half full. We have the players. We have the pieces.
I agree with that.
They just got to put it together. That's how we have to look at it from here on out.
Yeah. Well, we don't have to because they might not, but it's how I currently look at it for sure.
Well, right, but that would be on them. It's not talent or anything. It's just whatever it is.
All right, my man, give me an answer from a scene with an animal.
How about the horse in the bed in The Godfather?
Yeah,
horse.
That's true.
Jeez. Yeah.
That's
dark. Is a dead horse an animal?
It's kind of an interesting question right there. I think it's a little bit of an overrated scene, but it's a good answer for sure.
It's an iconic scene.
It is an iconic scene, but I definitely think they're...
It's a great impression.
James, it's the best scream in movie history.
James, please.
Do it again.
Please, yeah. Never.
I did it just for you, Jim.
And it's not the best scream.
What did it sound like exactly?
My God.
It is the best scream in movie history. It's so good.
What? It's nothing like Miss Tessmacher from Gene Hackman.
Oh, it's way better. Way better.
Is it that blood-curdling? Is the psycho scream
I got to think of them.
Scream? I think there's... Well, I'm not
they echo the screaming guy. It happens like four times.
I know they echo it, and then it goes outside the house.
Because it's that good a scream.
Dallas Goedert, not Dallas Goedert. Jordan Mulata, something he said recently on WIP. Pretty interesting stuff. We're going to get to that and more. What's your thoughts on the AI thing with the NBA on NBC? The Phillies, good news that Elliott thinks Goedert will be back. It's not a done deal yet, but Elliott thinks he'll be on the team. And also this me and Fritz thing. Looks like we're closing in on an accord to do baseball, which is good stuff. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
Temperatures are starting to rise, and the last thing you want is a faulty HVAC system that cannot keep you and your family comfortable all summer long. But don't worry. Call Horizon Services now. You can get up to $1,300 off a new HVAC system replacement plus a free home comfort upgrade. Horizon Services is here to keep you comfortable inside, even when it's hot outside, because you should always just be relaxed and stress-free when you are sitting inside your home. Plus, Horizon offers same-day emergency repairs. I have used that in the past. It's terrific. Money-saving warranties and flexible payment options. They always work with you. They want to make sure the work gets done on your schedule while helping you save money. And with Horizon Services expert technicians, you know the job's going to be done right the first time. So contact Horizon. Keep your home comfortable and worry-free, no matter the season. Horizon Services, they are available 24/7, so you don't have to wait for an emergency to happen to contact them. Schedule a visit today at horizonservices.com. That's horizonservices.com. With Horizon Services, help is on the way.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.